What if your loved one went missing? What if years and years went by and you couldn't find them?
A somber anniversary in Milwaukee this weekend marked 13 years since Alexis Patterson was first reported missing.
What would you do? How much would you give to get them back?
Today we announced from the Family and Leaders Network that awards up to $10,000 for any information that helped lead to the discovery of Yasmin.
What if no one cared?
We should cover the country we have and not the country that we apparently imagine.
I miss her. I miss her. I miss her.
This is Lee.
And this is Travis.
We're the hosts of the Missing Minority Project podcast.
No, my tears, my heart is dry. I don't laugh and I don't cry. I don't think about it.
Every year, more than 242,000 persons of color go missing. They account for 40% of the missing persons population, while they account for only 27% of the general population. Among them are members of the LGBTQ community. The numbers are staggering, and yet you may not know them, their faces, their names, their stories.
Our first episode explores the sad case of 12-year-old Jalik Rainwalker, who vanished almost a decade ago. His final moments with his adoptive family were intensely troubled ones. Did he run away? Or did something far more sinister happen to the troubled young boy? Join us as we dissect the facts, discuss the suspects, and bring attention to the little-known cases.
And never the end of the